in 2016, Yashika Dutt was studying at Columbia University in New York when she read a news story about a doctoral student in India committing suicide. Rohit Vemula was Dalit, or what in the Indian caste system was called the untouchables. He left behind a letter where he said, "The value of a man was reduced to his immediate identity and nearest possibility, to a vote, to a number, to a thing. Never was a man treated as a mind and a glorious thing made up of stardust." Yashika remembers reading that letter.
When I was reading his letter, the whole room just collided into my laptop screen, and that's all I could see.
Rohit Vemula had once sent Yashika Dutt a Facebook friend request. She hadn't accepted it. She didn't really know him. But it wasn't that unaccepted friend request that haunted her. It was the fact that she too was Dalit, but nobody knew.
My privilege became too much to bear.
So Yashika Dutt decided to come out as Dalit. Her memoir, Coming Out as Dalit, just won the prestigious Sahitya Yuva Purushkar, or Youth Award, from India's National Academy of Letters. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Yashika says she chose the word coming out very deliberately.
Borrowed from the African-American community, where a lot of light-skinned African-Americans have been known to pass off as white people because it's just too hard being black in America.
That's why the book is as much about the Dalit experience in India as it is about what it means to be upper caste and upper class, or at least perform as that. In Yashika's case, it meant, among other things, having a cow in their garage. Lower castes, like Dalits, got to skin cows, not keep them.
But my mom did it because it was one of those final performances in being upper caste. Oh, the paneer was delicious.
She remembers her mother constantly giving her pastes to rub into her skin so she was less dark.
Which is a paste of turmeric or some wheat flour and curd. And they do keep your skin smooth, but I don't think they made me really fair.
Darkness was associated with being Dalit. And when in school she had the option to study Hindi or Sanskrit, she says it had to be Sanskrit, the ancient language of the sacred Hindu texts, which Dalits were once not allowed to study.
They were banned from ever using that language. There were instances where if somebody spoke Sanskrit, molten lead was poured down their throat.
Yashika did not even realize their surname was not really Dutt till she was a teenager.
And then later, as I grew older, she explained that, you know, people will find out what a caste is if we use that last name. We just pick our own surnames. We just pick our own last names because that's just makes for a safer, slightly easier life.
But if there was a cost to people discovering your caste, there was also a cost in passing. Yashika says when she became a journalist, she chose to cover fashion.
People who work in fashion, people who are designers, people who are consuming high fashion are automatically assumed to be upper caste and definitely upper class. Well, I was neither, but I was trying to pass off as at least being upper caste.
In the newsroom, she remembers a survey about Dalits in the media. She reacted the way she always did when talk veered around caste. She bit her tongue.
I would run away. I would react by disappearing.
Only at Columbia did she finally talk about who she was openly. And the reaction of her classmates astonished her.
I saw shock instead of whatever the reaction I was used to seeing, which could be either acceptance or disgust or confusion.
Some say caste is fading in India, especially in urban India, even though it seems alive and well in matrimonial ads. But we boast that we don't even know the caste of our friends anymore, Yashika says.
That just shows that you are upper caste. If you don't know your caste, if you don't know your friend's caste, if your friends don't know their caste also, that shows that they never had to find out.
Yashika Dutt never got to respond to that friend request from Rohit Vemula. But in telling her own story, she salutes his courage and in the process finds her own.
I'm revealing my identity to the world and I'm trying to live without fear, without the worry that someone's going to out me.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.